Father, we thank you and we praise your holy name. Thank you for another opportunity to gather around your word. I ask in the name of Jesus that you'd speak to us and cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing God's word. I trust that you rested well. I want you to know that you can actually live a life without fear. You can live a life without fear. There's something called optical illusions. They're called illusions because they are not actually as they seem. They project an image of themselves. It's an optical illusion is just a play of light. It's a play of light. This is a concept in physics that makes something to appear probably bigger or different than it actually is. An example of an optical illusion is what you call a mirage. You see, a mirage, for example, if you drive on a very sunny day, you know, if you drive on a very sunny day, you could have the similitude of water on the road, you know, and you just think there is water there. But considering that you are in a car and you are driving and you are assured that whatever that water is, it cannot swallow up this car, you just keep approaching it. The truth is, as you approach it, you will find out that there's no water there. It's just a play of light with your eyes. It's the interpretation that is coming to your eyes as you approach it. It is actually different in reality. Now, this is why I'm saying this. Brother Hagin used to say that if you will stand on God's word and just continue to approach the situation one day at a time, you'll find out that nothing is really as big as it seems. This is the strategy of the devil, and I really trust God that I can unveil that to you in this episode. That the strategy of the devil is to make your situation look bigger than it is. It really is, so that you can have all your focus on it and abandon. It's a strategy of the devil. The strategy of the devil is amplification. That amplification is so that it can cause a distraction. I give you an example. That, like, the current economic situation in Nigeria, things are expensive. And that seems to be the reality. It seems to be the reality, yeah? And Satan just wants you to interpret everything in the light. Everything in the light of the economic situation. Listen, whatever forms the foundation of your interpretation of your of life is actually your God. And it's your consciousness that forms the bedrock for every interpretation. You cannot see things better than how they are in your heart. Now, what does the word of God do for you that actually translates to fearless living? Is that it helps you to put situations in perspective. Oh, one of the things I have learned over the years, and I believe is one of the strongest definitions of success. One of the things that I know to be the strongest definitions of success is the ability to see things the way God sees them. It is what the Bible is, what I believe the Bible calls in Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding. See, if you can interpret a matter the way God interprets it, you will not fear. If you see from God's eyes, nothing will scare you. You see, because seeing from God's eyes puts that thing in perspective. If it is not bigger than God, it is not worthy of my fear, because only God deserves my reverence. To fear a thing is to revere it, is to show that that thing is bigger than you. Anything that is not bigger than God is not worthy of my fear. That means I see the way God sees. Spiritual understanding is a key to fearless living. I trust that bless you. I'm Shego Alemede. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.